So let's hear about your last patient, the 52-year-old man.
So the 52-year-old man, we'd sort of touched upon a bit of this, but this is a very good example. So this is a man who presented with fatigue and weight loss and had a lump in the groin. There was a biopsy performed at the outside hospital and a diagnosis of DLBCL was rendered. But the patient came into the BC Cancer Agency, of course, as did the accompanying pathology. We reviewed the histology, and we also performed our lymph2CX assay, which isn't stated in the case that I've provided. But in fact, this was a germinal center B-cell type lymphoma, and it strongly expressed a marker that we had that the outside hospital didn't. That was MYC. So it strongly expressed the MYC protein and also BCL2 protein. So yes, it was GCB, but it expressed both of those antigens very prominently. For those reasons, the standard operating procedure in our lab, because it's GCB and defined clearly as GCB, we would automatically do FISH testing for MYC, BCL2, and BCL6. We did that in this case, and we turned up dual translocation lymphoma, what is we coined many years ago, double hit. So this was a DLBCL, germinal center B-cell type, that harbored translocations of MYC and BCL2. And as we'd spoke about earlier, in our institution, that would lead to a different treatment paradigm based on age. The patients are younger, they would get Codox MIVAC and be considered for a transplant depending on stage. If the patients are over 65, they would get dose-adjusted EPOCR, which is an infusional therapy. Importantly, both of those options have the issue of dose intensity built in that's much more significant than R-CHOP. And so this patient, in fact, the diagnosis in, you know, 214, 215, it would still be called DLBCL, but with dual translocations. In 217, this now defaults into a new category that we refer to as high-grade B-cell lymphoma with translocations of MYC and BCL2, so-called double hit. That then has a totally different connotation for those patients because the expectation of survival with R-CHOP alone would not be good.